The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 10th, 1975, in London, England.
I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and noumenal, by knowing which there shall remain nothing further to be known.
Gyanam tehaṁ sabhijñānam idaṁ bhakṣāmi aśeṣatā dadgatyā neho bhūyannaj gyātabvam abhaśiṣyate. So, Krishna is personally speaking about himself, as we understood in the previous verse, that asaṁsayaṁ samagraṁ mā yathā gyāśasī tat chino. Asaṁsayaṁ, without any doubt, if we speculate about God, that will never be sufficient. Not even we can touch the precincts of the knowledge. If we want knowledge without any doubt, asaṁsaya, samagraṁ, and complete, then we must hear from God Himself. This is very easy to understand by hypothesis, by speculation. You cannot understand anything. It must be known scientifically, and this science can be understood if a person knows the science. So who can know God better than God Himself? Therefore, our processes, we have repeatedly explained this, that we do not speculate about God. Just like there are so many others, theosophists and theologists, they are speculating what is God. They don't accept God personally explaining, they would not accept. They would simply speculate. This is their disease. When God is explaining Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, rather they mislead the readings of the Bhagavad Gita in different interpretations, but they will not accept what is being taught by God Himself. This is their misfortune. Why shall I accept Krishna as God? Although He has proved Himself when He was present by the qualification which God needs. To become God is not easy thing. There are some qualifications. Yesterday we discussed that He must be the richest. He must be the most powerful. He must be the most famous. He must be the most learned. He must be the most beautiful. And He must be the most renowned. This is the definition of God. The poor man begging from door to door, he cannot become God, as it is misconceived. Daridra Nara. Why Narayan can be Daridra? What is this nonsense? He is the richest. He is the richest. Why he can? Who can? He will be Daridra. The argument is forwarded that God is everyone's heart. Therefore, everyone is God. What is this argument? Everyone's heart, God is there. God says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Where God says that because Ishvara, the Supreme Being, is situated in everyone's heart, therefore everyone is God. What is this argument? Where Krishna says that because Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati, therefore, everyone is God. Is that a very sound argument? This is going on. They do not know what is God. And still, there are so many incarnations of God. And foolish people accept that here is an incarnation of God. He does not know what is God. And he accepts hearing. We do not do so. If there is incarnation of God, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, their activities are mentioned, wonderful activities. We accept Lord Ramchandra and God, Lord Krishna as God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, because they are mentioned in the Shastras. All the incarnations, even this age, one may say that Lord Ramchandra is accepted, God. Lord Krishna is also accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the greatest devotee of God, but there are some persons in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. They put this argument. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is there in the Shastra, many Upanishads, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Kali Yuga, this incarnation of God should be worshipped. What is that description? Krishna varnang tisha krishnang sang pangast parsadam jagnai shankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedasa. Clearly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna varnang tisha akrishnam. He is Krishna, or Krishnam Varnayati iti Krishna Varnam. Srila Jiva Goswami, the most authoritative acharya of our sampradaya, he has explained like this. Krishna Varnam means always chanting Hare Krishna. Krishnam Varnayati, describing Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is description of Krishna, addressing Krishna. So therefore Krishna Varnam, or Varna means category. Just like Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna. So in that Krishna Varna means he is Krishna, in the category of Krishna. Either you take this meaning or that meaning, Krishna Varna. But Krishna is black and he is Tisha by the complexion Akrishna. Akrishna means not Krishna. Now there are so many colors. So everything is Akrishna. color, all the colors are mixed together, it becomes black. Otherwise, there are many different colors. So, Krishna means different color, not Krishna, not black. So, what is the actual? That we have to refer to Shastra again. The Krishna, in how many categories of color he appears? That is stated in the Bhagavatam. When Krishna was born, then Gargamuni was calculating about his horoscope, and he said to Nanda Maharaj that this your child, idanim krishnatangata, shukla raptas tathapita, idanim krishnatangata. Your child had formerly white collar. White collar, sometimes some critics criticize us that Krishna everywhere is black, why in your temple white? But it is said that Shukla, Shukla, raktas tatha pita, idanim krishnatangata, your son had other colors also, white and red and yellow, and now he has assumed black is color. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tisha akrishnam, he is not blackish, then he must be other four, shukla, rakta, pita. So he assumed the pita, yellow is color. Therefore, tisha akrishnam, tisha means by complexion. The krishna varnam, krishnam varnayati, iti krishna varnam, or krishna iti krishna varnam, and tisha by complexion, akrishna, pita. Idani, pita varna, pita varana gora, golden avatar. And sangapangastha parsadam is always surrounded by associates, specially by Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is Krishna, then Nityananda, then Advaita, then Gadadhar, then Sivas, and many other devotees, all his followers. That is the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever he went, many followers chanting Hare Krishna, plus this principal associates, where we think. Therefore, Sangha Pangastha Parsa. And this, Sangha Upanga, where his astra, astra, astra means weapon. God in advance for two purposes. What are the two purposes? Paritranaya sadhunam, just to give relief and deliver the devotees. The devotees are always anxious to see God. So, God comes down to give relief to the devotee being present before them. Another, vinashaya cha duskita, to annihilate the demons. So that for annihilating, for killing, you require weapon. Krishna had his weapon, Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Ramchandra has his weapon, bow and arrow. What is the weapon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sangha Pangastha Parsadam. His associates are his weapons. This is astra. Because in the Kali Yuga they are so fallen, even though they are demons, they are third class, fourth class demons. They need not be killed. They are already killed. Their mode of life, their atmosphere, they are always dead. That is just like we see so many demons. So, what is there to kill them? They are already killed. They have no life. So, this killing process in Kali Yuga is to kill their demonic propensities. And how to kill their demonic propensities? By spreading Hare Krishna movement. This is astra. Otherwise, to kill them is by life, it is not difficult. One slap is sufficient. You don't require other weapon. But real Krishna comes to kill or to give protection because he is absolute, it is the same thing. If he is killing some demons, he is giving in protection. He stops his demonic activities further to implicate himself in more trouble. Therefore, when Krishna kills one demon, that means he saves him. He saves him. The absolute, there is the absolute. Either he protects his devotee or kills the demon, the result is the same. Therefore, he is called absolute. So, in this age, Kali Yuga, to kill the demons means to stop their demonic activities by the astra, kirtan, harisankirtan, which is spread by his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Sivasadi, Bhavur Bhaktavinda, they are going door to door, country to country, city to city, and saving the demons from being implicated more and more in material existence. Therefore, this is the astra. Astra means the killing. Real purpose, a living entity is eternal. How he can be killed? Na hannate hannamane sarire. To kill means to kill his demonic nature. Otherwise, how can be killed? Jayamang, there is a verse, anyone who knows that the living entity is never killed, and a living entity does not kill anyone, neither is a living entity ever killed. One who knows this, he knows. So that is the position. So killing does not mean that killing the living entity. That is not possible. Na jayate na mriyati va. Killing means to kill his demonic activities. Stop. Killing means stop, active. So, sangapangastha parsadam. This is the description of the God, Krishna, in this age. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna vannam tisha krishna sangapangastha parsadam. And how to worship him? What is the process? Jaggai sankirtanai. That's it. You keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deity and chant and dance. Your life is so easy. We are worshipping Radha Krishna. That is very difficult. But if we keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associate, this Panchatattva, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Gadadhar, or Panchadvapta, and worship him according to this Shastra description. This is Shastra description is Jagai Sankirtane. This is Jagga. Life is meant for performing Jagga. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jagnyarthe Karma. You are very busy. Yes, you should be busy always, 24 hours. For what purpose? Jagnyarthe, not for your sense gratification. That is devotion. Jagnyarthe karma. Karma, we are not dull matter. We have got our flexible hands and legs to work. People think that this Krishna conscious man, Hare Krishna people, they are escaping. What is that? Escaping? We are not escaping. We are practically taking the real activity. Paranga dhishtya nivartate. Although people see that we do not work, we do not go to the factory, we do not to the mine, we do not go to the so many things, or professional, we do not become lawyer, engineer, they say that you escaped. No, you see, we are always busy. 24 hours busy. I am old man, I have 8 years. Still I am busy. I am traveling all over the world, writing book at night, talking with visitors, and so many things you can see. So where we are escaping? We are the most responsible worker. So what is the difference? The difference is, all people are engaged for sense gratification. We are engaged for satisfying Krishna. But activities are there. So when you engage yourself for satisfaction of Krishna, yoga means satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate pungsa nanna tattosu karanam. This is called yoga. Vishnu, yoga means worshipping Lord Vishnu. Tattosu karanam, acting for his satisfaction. Tosa means satisfaction. And in another place it is also said, yatappung vidijasrishta varnasama vibhagasa. Sanusthitasya pungsasya. Sanusthitasya pungsasya. Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosalam. Everyone has got different type of activities. Formerly it was divided into four. The Brahman activity, the Kshatriya activity, the Vaishya activity, and the Shudra activity. Now it has been developed at the present moment, so many. But if you again collect all of them, they will come to the same categories or divisions. Some intelligent class of men, they are working day and night, about understanding the Absolute Truth, all the truth, just like the theosophies, the philosophers, the theologists, the scientists, so many brain workers, they're working to discover better way of life. How the human society should be more and more happy. So this is the work of the Brahmanas. But nowadays the brain is not utilized for understanding Brahma. but for understanding the ways of higher standard of life, sense gratification. Anyway, that is intelligent work. Next, the administrative work. Next, the productive work. And next, the worker, general work. The same Brahman, Khatri, Vaishya, Shudra. Bhagavad Gita recommends that you work for Krishna. If you are engineer, so you use your talent how to construct a very wonderful temple for Krishna. That will be success of your learning engineering. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Anyone has got a particular talent, so how to make that talent successful? Now, sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritohusanam. If you are very first-class engineer, you construct such a wonderful temple for Krishna, then people from all the world will come to see it. Then you are successful. Training, line of education, you cannot take it, but use it for Krishna's satisfaction. Then your education is perfect. Otherwise, samayeva hi kevalam, simply working uselessly and waste of time. That is it. So yoga, that is yoga. When you work for Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, that is yoga. Yoga does not mean that simply by performing fire sacrifices and offering little ghee upon it. No, that is yoga. That is ordinary yoga. Agnihotra yoga. But the real purpose of yoga is the same purpose in the fire sacrifice we offer the food grains. That means the Supreme Lord is eating through fire. So eating is satisfaction. So Krishna is not satisfied only by eating. He has got other senses also. Krishna is not nirakha. And Krishna, you satisfy any sense of Krishna, you are successful. And he can satisfy anything through any sense. Angani jasya sakalindriya vitti manti. So this is the called yajna. Yajna. So yajna has to be parma. Saho yajna puja srishtya. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find that all the living entities were, especially the human being, the demigods were first created, the seven deities, they created later on. Himang vivasati yoga, yogang prathman, vivasyan manove praha. The sun god was created, then from him Manu came, from Manu Ikhaka came, Ikhaka in this way. So, all these prajas, progeny, was created for performing yoga. That is stated in the Bhagavad. So, everyone is meant for performing yoga. Yajnarthi karma. Everyone should work for performing yoga. That is human life. Work very hard. You have got tendency to work from morning 6 tonight 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you see, early in the morning, the road is congested. They are going to work, but they do not know why they are working. They know, I am working for filling up this belly. That they know. No, that is not the purpose of work. For filling up the belly, the animals, the ants, the cats, dogs, birds, they are also working. And you shall also work for filling up the belly only. Then what is the value of your life? You should work for yajna. That is human life. Yajnārtha karma. I don't like yajna. Then karma bandhana. We are becoming entrapped, working under the influence of certain material modes of nature. Therefore, you are infecting that material mode of nature, and according to the infection, you develop the next body. Just like according to infection, you develop the disease. So this material body is disease. That we do not understand. We are soaping this material body, keeping it fit. But we do not know that this is disease. Does anyone want to keep the disease? And say, my dear disease, please live with me forever. Is there any intelligent man say like that? Disease is to be cured, is to be diminished. In Hindi they say, jar arpar ko khane ko na do bhag jaye. And unwanted guest and disease, you do not give him to eat and he'll go away. He'll go away. So any disease, you start for a few days, 2 days, 3 days, it will go. And any unwanted guest, if you don't supply him food, he'll automatically go. So disease should not be maintained. Disease should be cured. So that curing medicine we have to take, not to maintain this material body. Nasadu manne jato atmanayam asannapi kle sadayasadeha. This is real intelligence. Everyone is trying to keep this body, this disease, maintain. This time, next time, going on. Janma mittu moran mala. This is not it. This should be cured. Therefore, Shastra says, Nuraṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma jat indriya prītaye aprinoti nasādhumanne jata ātmanayaṁ klesata asa deha asannapi. People are mad and they are doing anything mischievous, sinful. And what is the purpose? That just to satisfy the senses. You see, there are so many nice foodstuffs. Krishna has given fruits, flowers, grains, milk, butter, sugar, and you can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations out of it and offer to Krishna and eat it very nicely. No, we must have meat. This is bikarma. Bikarma means sinful activity. Karma, bikarma, and tena daktena bhunjita. God has given you so many nice foodstuffs. Why should you kill an animal? Therefore, Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. Then shall I die? No. There are so many things to eat. Tena daktena, whatever is ordained by you, by God, Krishna, the same thing is said. Krishna should have said, give me mangsang dimmam. No, he says, patram pusvam palam diyo, jomi bhakta bhaji. So this is yajna, to satisfy Krishna. So if you offer Krishna these things, what he wants, he will satisfy. Jomi bhakta prajacchati, bhakta with bhakti, Krishna said. So why don't you do this? That is yajna. Everyone can perform yajna at home, because they are eating. Who is there? He is not eating. Everyone is eating. But if you prepare within these items, patram pushpam phalam soyam, and prepare nice varieties of foodstuff and offer to Krishna, that is yajna. That is yajna. And yajna shishta sino santa mucchanti sarvakilmisa. If you take prasadam, Krishna will not eat everything. He will eat and he will leave for you also. So don't be afraid that if I offer Krishna, he will take her. Krishna is not so hungry. Even if he is hungry, he can eat the whole universe. So just satisfy Krishna. Sir, it is all given by you. These food grains, these fruits, flowers, it is your gift. So you first of all taste or eat, then actually. Krishna is very satisfied. So we want Krishna's satisfaction. Sanushtitasya dharmasya sansiddhi harito janam. You have cooked very nicely, and if Krishna says, yes, it is very nice, then your cooking is perfection. Sanksiddhi harito janam. So do anything. If Krishna is satisfied, that is yajna. That is yajna. And one should live for that purpose. Yajnarthe karmanatra lupam. Work very hard, but yajnarthe. And if you work so hard like ass and cats and dog, simply for satisfying your tongue or belly or the genital, a straight line, then you are going to hell. Yajnarthe karma, annatra karma bandhana. Then you are becoming bound up by the laws of nature. If you eat and sleep and act like dog, then become dog, next life. And if you act like God, then you never God. Very easy thing. So whatever you like, you can do. But the Shastra gives you a direction. Yajnarthe. Act. Work. Work hard for pleasing the Supreme Lord. Yajnarthe. Otherwise you will be bound up in the cycle of birth and death. Don't do it. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching this education. That perform, you cannot escape it. You cannot say that you are interested, you can do. We are not interested. If you are not interested, then you are living a very risky life. Because you have to change your body. Dehantaram. And you can see there are examples of so many types of body. Now suppose if you live at the risk of your life and next life you become a tree, a stand-up, for 5,000 years in the snow, scorching heat, scorching blasting, and so many disturbances, and you cannot move an inch, and people may cut down you, your leaves, your trunk, or you, they're cutting so many. What is that like? And if you think, no, I'm living for 5,000 years. What is the use of living such 5,000 years? No. Don't risk life. Karma bandhana. If you don't perform yoga, if you don't try to satisfy the Supreme Lord, just like if you don't try to satisfy the government, then it is your risky life. You cannot say that I am living very happily. Because you are cheating government and do not following the laws of the government, that is very risky life. Similarly, if you do not perform yoga, you cannot avoid it. Saho yoga puja sista. You have got this human form of life for performing yoga. So, in this age in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform other yoga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has appeared to accept your yoga, to deliver you. And the yoga process is very easy. Jaggai Sankirtanai. That's all. Simply perform wherever you live, at home or outside home. Just keep a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna mantra before him. Then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.